Hey everyone, this is Jay, your DM, coming at you from the dungeon.
My name is Amy. I'm playing Bijou, the High Elf Glamour Bard, in disguise.
Hi, my name's Andrew. I'm playing Rivatevich Kolosevsky, coming at you from my desk.
What are you?
Oh, I'm a Paladin Hill Dwarf, coming at you from a very normal classic desk.
Botched that. I'm Ian. I play Harry. I'm a Firbolg Druid, and yeah, I'm in a part of my house. I don't think it really has an... I don't know if it has a name. It's the crappy... It's actually the nicer part of the addition.
It's the board game room.
Yeah, that's actually kind of what it is. Yeah,
it has some nice plants.
It does. They're... Hey, I'm not going to move it.
Yeah,
that's Ian.
And I'm Aaron. I play Tatsuo the Human Samurai, and I'm going to leave my surroundings a mystery.
It's fair.
All right. Okay. So,
that's, yeah.
Because she's doing crimes right now.
Many crimes.
All right. So last week we left off with Bijou and Reeve in a casino that smelled just terrible. And there was a vampire, you think, walking around giving people money. And Tatsuo and Harry were in an alley staring at a sewer grate.
No.
Oh, shopping. No, you went to the shop. That's right. Sorry.
Where I've been insulted for the fourth time today.
Who's counting? Yeah.
Who's counting?
And turned down $1 million offer for a baby dragon.
Damn straight.
Yeah, she could have got that yellow freaking...
It wasn't my dragon. Chip. I can't agree.
That would have been... I would have had so much fun if you got the one yellow chip and then, like, Gruk ate it. That would have been great. Anyway.
That'd be so good.
All right, so let's pick up at the dress shop where you guys, where your proprietor is at much painstakingly, with very much pain, assembled an outfit for 5,000 gold pieces.
What does it look like?
It looks nice. There's the skirt that you pointed out. That is like a kind of golden, like satiny skirt. You've got a very ruffled top with a very elaborate pattern. Some gold bracelets and a necklace.
Mm-hmm.
And a hairpin.
Okay. Tatsuo takes these things.
All right, that will be 5,000 gold pieces, please.
She pays.
Thank you very much.
I have a question.
Yes. I'm sorry, we don't have much more clothing in this budget range.
No.
So
no. I love to do tourist things. Oh, wait, I'm not doing the right voice. I love to do tourist things.
Good for you.
Do you have any underground city areas, such as a creepy catacomb? And do they offer tours of them?
Well, no tours of... No catacombs, I'm afraid.
So there's nothing like that where you can walk around freely under the city?
I've never heard of such a thing, no.
Okay, that's disappointing. Have you also heard of a person named Fam?
No. The person named Fam, I don't believe that I've run into anyone by such a name.
Okay. I was just checking. Someone told me I should look him up.
Okay. Very well. Seems like a dead end here, but
You know what? I like this approach. Let's do this. You know what? Let's leave this place, Aaron. Let's get the hell out of here. Screw this lady. Let's spread the word. We're looking for Fam. We're putting his name everywhere.
It doesn't matter. We're in disguise.
I know. I want his attention. I'm going to step outside and give that same gesture that Tatsuo gave that fancy gentleman on the horse as I walk out. But I'm going to just look at that lady in the face while I do it.
She's, oh, very insulting. Ma'am, you should fire your servant.
I didn't hear half of that. I was already outside.
She will get a whipping.
Ain't that some
Oh, where's the dragon been this whole time?
That's it's flying around. Oh, where that's right. Have been probably the whole time. Tazo gets outside. Harry, should we check the sewers?
Well, first off, I'm no longer. I don't remember the voice I was doing.
I don't think
Haroldina.
I don't know. Maybe we should just kind of take a different approach and just start asking everyone about Fam. Because I think the sooner he hears word that people are looking for him, he might kind of show himself.
All right.
It's a little risky because he might kill one of us, but, you know, that's life.
Don't you know him, Haroldina?
I will. I'm assuming there's people walking around.
Oh, yes.
I am looking for. It might be too specific. Someone that. I don't know. Someone that's in a hurry. I'd like to interrupt their day.
All right. You see a dwarf with very slick back hair and a beard and a uniform with a high collar kind of walking very quickly towards this very large building.
Oh, hey there, sir. Can I go ahead and grab you for a second?
Oh, no. I'm very late for work. I am sorry.
I'm going to stand in between him and his work.
It'll only be a moment.
Okay. He's actually, wait. Where were you guys? You're out on the street?
Yeah.
So that couldn't have happened. You just see someone.
Where do we need to go for that to happen?
Huh?
Where do we need to go for that to happen?
Somewhere not in the sun in the middle of the day. Strike that. You see a person walking towards the same building, but they have no high collar and they're a human.
Oh, okay.
Hey there, buddy. How you doing?
Buddy, please. I'm a lady.
I can call you buddy. I get called buddy all the time.
Not in a... Maybe with... From where you're from, but I find it very rude and distasteful.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry. I'm from a different part of the land, and buddy is normally an endearing term. It's a friendly kind of thing.
Are you a handmaiden? Are you a servant?
Hey, that's none of your business.
With the dress that you have in a town like this.
You were saying I was being rude?
Coming and approaching a lady like myself.
Once again, where I come from, this is a very nice outfit. Okay? All right. I'm just trying to ask a couple questions. Get to know some people.
And since I have a lot of money...
No, you don't.
I have your money.
You don't carry it, man.
Are you still hanging on to it?
I have your money.
All right, fine. Because I was going to carry just a random unknown amount of change in my pocket. That's fair. I'll
do
without.
You just have a bag of seashells.
I don't like the coast that much. Who do you think I am?
Sorry, acorns.
Acorns. There it is. Acorns. That's what I'll sell.
That's good.
Where are you headed so fast?
Well, I don't see how that is any of your business, but I do have an engagement at the casino.
Oh, so this is the casino. You're here to lose some money?
Well, I don't plan on gambling myself. It's more of a business/romantic date, I suppose you could say. Why am I telling you this? He's a servant approaching me in the street.
You know, I'm a very kind person, and I look like I'm down to earth because I look like I was laying on it.
You certainly do. And she turns her nose up.
I'm just looking for my boyfriend, Fam. We have a date ourselves, but he's gone missing.
Fam, that name sounds very familiar. I don't...
Really?
I haven't
Has
heard
he been up to anything?
I can't...
I swear, if my fam's been starting stuff...
I can't think of where I've heard it, but... No, I'm sorry. I must be going.
Okay.
She walks off. She's like, Fam, Fam. Where have I heard that name before? She goes to the casino.
Should we just stop several people in the same manner?
You want to do that? Yeah, you got the next one.
Yep.
You see a very portly wood elf walking down the road with very fine clothing. Not typically what you see on a wood elf, but that's where you are.
Tatsuo shuffles elegantly over. Excuse me.
Yes, how can I help you?
I'm looking for a man who made me a promise to help me find an animal.
Is this some kind of proposition?
No, I just seem to have misremembered where he told me to meet him. His name was Fam. Do you know a Fam and where I could find him?
How would I know Fam? How would I know a creature like that?
And his jowls are just kind of like... Bleh, 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 bleh.
Ew, gross.
I don't know. That's the point of asking around. Good day.
Very well.
That elf was a liar.
What elf?
Wasn't he a wood elf?
Oh, yeah. All right. Back at the casino. What are you guys doing?
Okay, so we just sent... I just sent the message. And so I'm going to kind of talk to Reeve a little bit.
You just sent a message?
To the... I had the servant send a message to her.
Sorry.
So I'm going to try to find like a place where we aren't surrounded by a ton of people, but it doesn't look too conspicuous. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to say, listen, we might be called in for a meeting with the vampire. And if this place really is overrun, you have to stay within arm's reach of me. Because if we need to get out of there, I have a spell that can get us out. So it would have to happen fast. So please make sure you stay next to me the whole time.
Sorry, this place just smells so awful.
All right, Reeve. But do you understand what I'm saying?
He puts his fingers up on his...
Yes.
All right. Well, I'll just sort of keep blending in till then, and I'm just going to go over to a... Red Fred table? Is that what it is?
Yeah,
is that what you
Fred.
Called it?
Red Fred.
Yeah, Red Fred. And I'm just going to kind of look over people's shoulder and just say, like, how do you play this game? What are the rules? And just kind of observe.
Eventually, the dwarf that you were talking to before comes back and says, Mrs. Black would like to talk to you in the VIP area. If you would follow me, please.
Thank you. So I'm going to nod over to Reeve.
Right. And then I kind of fall behind.
I'm sorry, were you coming as well, sir?
Oh, this is my retainer. He comes with me everywhere.
That's so nice of you to call him that.
I'm offended.
Very well. I suppose that you may come. I'm not sure. It will be up to Mrs. Black whether she entertains your retainer as well.
That's fine. He can wait outside the door.
And the escorts you up these like red velvet stairs that go up, and then you go across this balcony, and you see the lady with the red hair kind of sitting down at like a round table with very elegant seating around and very looks like very, very rich people based on their clothing and their drinks on the table and their food.
Sorry. As we're going up the stairs, can I whisper into my special button?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to whisper just to Reeve with the message. And I'm just going to say, if we get separated, meet at nearest clothing store.
Hey.
He's counting something.
It's nine.
Yeah.
I'm not going to respond. I'm just going to.
Yeah.
I don't want to waste my three uses.
Mm-hmm.
As you approach, the dwarf says, madam, this is the elf that I was talking about. He brought his retainer as well. You're all manned up, right? You got the cod piece and everything.
I look male.
He brought his retainer as well. And the lady stands up and says, ah, yes. I hear you have been talking with my sister. Come into my office. Let's have a discussion.
Oh, her sister was the one back at the...
Oh, okay. Oops. I didn't know her sister.
Probably don't have to. I don't have to be so...
Well, so she tells us to go into an office.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's just her in there, right?
Yes. Just please, okay. no servants. I would just prefer to talk to you alone.
Why don't you meet me at the usual spot afterwards?
Okay.
He Bye. Seems like a smart one.
I'm so sorry that we have to be separated, but it is what it is. So I'm going to go into the office. Does she shut the door?
Yes.
I walk back to the spot.
Very, very kind of like... a lot of like old looking stuff here as well, but where Juliet's kind of sitting room was very like bright and floral and focused on a lot of old paintings and stuff. This one just seems like very dark and dark, like crimson and black and that kind of thing. But you do notice the same or a similar portrait of the three women sitting and she kind of motions to a very large, like plush velvet chair, and she sits in one opposite you.
Okay, I'm gonna take my like little mustache and goatee that I have applied in my eyebrows. I'm just gonna be like, I'm so sorry, just one moment, and I'm gonna like rip it off and be like, oh, just like just take the wig off for a second and just be like, okay, My name is Bijou. It is so nice to meet you.
She extends a hand with just like the fingers out, you know, like what is the limp fish or whatever it's called?
Yeah. I'll definitely just, you know.
And she says, take her hand from Claire me. Black.
Claire Black.
But you may have known that already.
First of all, thank you for having us in this beautiful establishment. It's been so much fun just to spend a nice afternoon. So I did talk with your sister Juliet in Prine, and she told us to come here. So have you spoken with her?
Not for several years.
Oh, okay. I don't mean to impose, but the reason that we went and spoke with her is that we were looking for Pham.
Hmm.
And she told us to come here, and I thought you would be a great person to ask.
She kind of like moves back in her chair and like crosses her legs and puts her fingertips together and says, yeah. I'm very disappointed that my sister did not deal with this problem, and that it is come to my country and causing havoc. Are you here to to exterminate him or to bring him back to my sister?
We are definitely here to make sure he's not causing any more trouble.
Very well. Yes, so I don't know, how much do you know about him?
Well, I know someone who knows him, but who knew him before he was turned, I think. But he doesn't talk much about him. And all he said is that he's a vampire now. And that's all we know. But his name came up for something that we're trying to deal with. So we need him. And we need to get him off the streets.
I would like him off the streets as well. Vam came to our island several years ago, and he has not been a welcome guest, I'll put it that way. He is a bloodlust stronger than any other vampire that I've seen, and is brutal and knows no discrimination in who he attacks. We've recently developed a sort of a truce with him in that he stays away from our more affluent clientele on the island, but I must say that many of my customers have been complaining about losing servants and attachés in the night, and it would just be much better if he was not on Ironglass at all.
Right, that won't do at all. Have you had a lot of experience with maybe vampires who are more recently turned having bloodlust? Is there anything that can be done for them? Is there any sort of magic or is there any sort of procedure that can be done to sort of reduce that instinct?
Well, I'm sure we've all had our bloodlust, but it was so long ago at this point. It doesn't usually last as long as it has with Fam. He seems to have some sort of a vengeance against the living. I don't know. It's brutal is what it is. It's brutal and violent. I don't know if there's several ways to kill vampires. I try not to tell other people about them for, you know, personal well-being.
Obvious reasons. Right.
But as far as I know, there's no way to just say cure one.
So, with the knowledge that... Well, let me first tell you a little bit about myself. I've really been working with highly sensitive, confidential information over the past 3 years. I've been communicating with heads of state, and I do know how to be extremely discreet. The other thing you should know about me is that I bear no ill will toward you or your way of life or anything, and would never dream of doing anything to interrupt the life that you have. That being said, is there anything you could tell us that would make it easier for us to subdue him?
Well, the last several months, he has been hunting in the northeast sector of the island.
Okay.
He's mostly left my casino and the surrounding buildings alone. So I will admit I've not dealt with it as much lately. But that is where I've heard as of even last night that he was last spotted. And, as far as he does prefer to jump around from alley to alley. He doesn't like to shapeshift like some vampires. He doesn't like to roof jump like some vampires. I think he gets a thrill out of the killing. And so he mostly runs around in the night and captures anyone who's out alone. So I would suspect every time that we've been able to capture him for a short time has been to set up some sort of, bait situation.
Right. If we go to the northeast part of the island and we do want to lay a bait trap, would you be able to lend any additional muscle in case it gets out of hand? since you have trapped him before.
Well, are you looking for a way to capture him or a way to end him?
He needs to be captured first.
Well, we can...
We need to take him not really alive. Forgive me, I don't know the right way to say it.
I don't have any soldiers under my direct employ. I've mostly worked with the security and the guards on the island, and as you may have noticed, things have changed in the past few years. So my normal police force...
How do you feel about that?
I'm not incredibly happy about it. It's kind of limited the amount of money coming in and out of my business.
Mm-hmm.
But we've seen slow times before. So I'm hoping that it will bounce back before long.
Right. Well, you've been so helpful, and I really appreciate it. I'm sure that if we're successful, you'll know about it. You seem to have eyes everywhere. Is there anything else that you need that we could do for you since you've been so helpful with this information?
Well, I would prefer that you end him, but if you must, please just take him as far away from here as possible. I don't want to ever see him again.
That's the plan. All right. Well, thank you so, so much. Just going to put this back on. I'm just going to stick on all the facial hair again and the wig and everything.
Yeah. All right. Back to Tatsuo and Harry. It's starting to get kind of late.
Continued to ask random people, I guess.
Yeah, no one knows that you've talked to. No one is familiar with that name.
Except for the one person that I talked to that was a human lady that went in. Did I ever see her walk out? You want me to do a perception check or something?
No, she wouldn't have walked out. You wouldn't have seen
Harold, Dina, this plan doesn't seem to be working.
It's okay. I mean, as long as the word gets out and then we have the other two looking for him as well. I'm just honestly waiting for tonight where he's going to pop up and probably kill someone, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd imagine he's maybe sleeping or resting or something, but he could have been out. But I did find one lady that seemed to recognize his name. I haven't seen her come back out, though. She was a human lady.
What should we do in the meantime?
Well, seeing as the sun is starting to set in about 1 hour?
In about an hour and a half.
Two? Okay.
Should we get some food then?
That's exactly what I was thinking. Let's go find some food.
Can I message them and get back up with Reeve?
Yeah.
Quick question. Reeve said the little communicators only three times?
Mm-hmm.
Per person.
Okay. Per day.
I've used mine once. So I'm just going to meet back up with Reeve downstairs and say we need to get out of here. Then when we're...
Aren't you meeting him at the shop? You told him to go to the shop.
Yeah, but then he said he went back down to his spot downstairs.
I said to the spot that you told me to go to.
You got to leave. Okay, yeah. So I'm going to go to the costume shop and meet up with him and then say, guys, I'm at the costume shop or the clothing shop. Near the casino meetup.
Yeah, Harry, you would have seen, since you were watching the casino, you would have seen Reeve come out.
Oh, okay.
Do I need to cash in my chips on the way out? Is that what I do?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay. Yeah, I would have done that too.
All right.
Cash. Did you win?
Oh, I didn't play. I just watched. I just like the feeling of having chips in my hand.
You're one of those people.
Yeah, I just like to imagine myself gambling, but I'd never do it. It's part of the code.
Actually, yeah, that's fair. That's good character playing.
So is everyone meeting up at the clothing shop?
The cosplay store?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. I talked to the sister of Juliet, and she said that he's been hunting in the evenings on the northeast side of the isle.
The isle or the city?
She said the island. And that he targets low-income people. And he's best captured with a bait trap. Which I volunteer. Because I can get away. Do you want to go lay a trap?
Let's catch this bastard.
Are you sure you'd like to be some bait?
Why are you talking like this?
Yes. I promise you, if he lays a hand on me, I can get away. I can vanish and reappear somewhere else.
Okay.
I would be the best one to be the bait.
Reeve, I'm still a lady. That's why.
Oh. Yeah, we're dressed up as fancy
I'm
ladies
sure
in the street.
When I saw you coming out, I grabbed you, explained things, and, you know, all that.
Okay. I...
But if I change back to myself, they're going to recognize me, so I'm kind of stuck being a lady as long as I can.
Yeah.
Which is probably up.
But she was really nice. She really wants Fam dead, which we're not going to do, but she does want him off the island as fast as possible. So she was very nice.
That does not sound nice to me.
Nice.
Well, she gave me information. She like helped me. I think that was nice. She's one with our interests, I should say. So she didn't even threaten to turn me or anything. She just talked to me and let me go.
I wasn't there. I just gotta say, vampires are manipulative bastards.
Right, but she gave us everything we needed.
That thing?
And asked for nothing in return.
Okay. If you really want to risk it, let's figure out a trap.
All right.
We found a great alley by this terrible dress shop.
Is it the same dress shop or a different one? Ugh.
Yeah, so let's go around the corner and like have a private chat. And I'm going to say, all right, things she said. He doesn't like to turn into animals or shapeshift. He also doesn't like to do like roof jumping. He likes to be down in the alley on the level of the person he's killing because he likes the brutality.
Okay, well, I got to warn you, he's one hell of a handsome elf-looking fella.
Oh, I look forward to meeting him.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you do. How are we going to catch him?
I don't know.
He has some family issues. I really didn't want to talk about it, but if you're going to be the one down there...
Tell me everything.
You're going to have to mention that you know Harry.
Can we go somewhere else to talk this?
We're in an alley.
Didn't we just say we're in a quiet alley?
Sorry.
Yeah, we're in an alley. You're good.
My bad.
Do you want to say something?
No. I just...
Oh, okay.
It's just like the... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, just openly.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, I missed it.
We walked in. Roll for walk.
Re-roll a constitution saving throw.
Okay. He's having such a hard time. His little devil buddy's bothering
16.
Him.
16. No, sorry. 18.
All right.
Constitution?
The smell is just really bad here from that drain, but it's not. You don't throw up.
Oh, is it? Does it smell like farts? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge?
No.
Okay. It smells like real farts.
It's sewage.
Gotcha. Okay. It's really trying to make me throw up.
Harry, you said I have to say that I know
just,
you.
Just try to remind him of his brother. Not my brother.
Who's his brother?
I forgot his name. We don't need Jay to remind
story?
Me.
What's the just story with the brother?
Tell him that his brother would never appreciate him going around and just killing people. Oh. And his dad helped him for a reason.
And I think I remember this correctly. I don't know, Jay.
I don't know if Harry would know that. Any of that.
Oh, really? Yeah. I knew he had a brother, didn't I?
No. Well, I think...
He never talked about his family? Because I think he did.
No. What's his face? Nilo figured out he had a brother and told you, but he doesn't know about like.
Oh, so all right. So I just know he has a brother. I didn't really know about the sword or any of that other stuff. Okay.
Just tell him if things go south with your fancy negotiating skills that I have seen. Mention his brother and myself.
I don't think there's going to be any negotiating. I think he's going to just try to mutilate me.
I don't know. You're pretty charismatic.
Do Do you think you should be the bait, since he would recognize you?
I was kind of thinking that, unfortunately.
Why don't...
But you volunteered, so...
I mean, I have this really cool spell called Dimension Door.
I'm familiar.
Take one person with me.
Where are you gonna take them?
Could you make yourself invisible?
I'm thinking about being near you, so that if you are the bait, I could reach you, grab your arm, Dimension Door you away, just so you don't get killed. You know, to a safer distance.
All right, if you want to, okay.
I don't know. I'm not really good at this. I haven't worked in a group in a while.
Let's just, Reeve should be the bait. Just kidding. You could be around the corner, and I'll be the bait. And, we gotta wait till it's dark, though, because I don't want to expose myself in the light.
Yeah, and you're a lady, too, so that'd be improper.
Ah, yeah, that's right.
And then Tatsu can hide, and Reeve can hide, so that they can...
On the rooftops, right?
Yeah, what can we do to bind a vampire? Aren't they really strong?
Yeah.
I would know this, wouldn't I? Like a
check or something?
I don't know if you would know that.
I feel like I would. I mean, holy.
Wouldn't you have to... I feel like it's more of a... You're kind of like in college, and you're choosing which path of evil you would like to know most about. But I've never been a paladin. I don't know how that works.
No, they don't have anything like that. They just have a general hatred for undead. And unless you take like the monster hunter background, you don't know.
Oh, I don't. Okay.
I don't know if you can make a check.
I have the book.
Yeah, you should definitely do at least like a history check or something on vampires. You're the person to do that.
Yeah. Let me...
I might be able to use suggestion. I don't know how high his resistance would be to it.
Well, what kind of role would he have to do?
But seriously, like, I thought vampires were really intelligent.
Well, I think it's wisdom that they would have to save.
Okay.
But I think they get a boost to charisma. I don't know if they have wisdom or not.
Oh, that would make sense.
We don't know that, though. There's characters. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I could just... I just have a general, like...
Roll for it, bro.
You can make an arcana check.
Arcana check on just, like... Wait, the way...
Just roll arcana and he'll tell you.
I have 0 on arcana, so I got a 7.
Can I roll arcana?
Yeah. Anyone can who wants to.
Oh, not really great. I got an 8. Ooh. All
right. Yeah. I wasn't going to roll, but now I have to.
Yeah. This sucks.
Arcana is intelligence. All right. 20.
Nice.
Non-nat.
I mean, you... Okay.
You don't have to give me anything. I mean, I didn't really...
You can just maybe explain, like, weaknesses or something?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, you feel pretty good about vampire weaknesses and all the things like garlic and...
silver?
Yeah, silver's all that fun stuff.
I thought silver was werewolves.
Silver is werewolves.
Yeah. We don't need to carry silver around. That's... Vampires don't... We need stakes. Yeah. And I have my quarterstaff, which... If it happens, I'll stab him in the calf with it and see what happens.
Why don't we do this? I'll be bait. If he tries to attack me, Harry, you emerge and see if you can throw him off his rhythm. And then we all jump out. And honestly, we're just going to have to knock him unconscious. Like,
jump out and get him.
Yes, we've got to deal non-lethal blows to try to just knock him out.
Well, what we could do, I could lay on hands and save him if we do get to that point.
That's a good idea.
To that point.
Yes. Do that. But I don't know. If you kill him.
That would kill him.
And bring him back.
That's messed up.
Would it cure the vampire? thing.
I don't know. I've never tried to bring a vampire back after killing one.
Because they're undead.
Yes.
Okay, so then if you lay on hands and bring them to life...
Guys, I would like a for sure yes or no on that. Not a big old maybe from the guy that's not too sure about vampires. So maybe we can reach out to his superiors before we attack fam. Couldn't we ask someone that you know, Reeve? You gotta have connections.
Yeah, somebody in your order?
I don't know. I'm the last of my order and I don't know what happened to the rest of them. I've been...
Maybe I could run back in and ask and see if she would give me information. Do you want me to try that?
I just don't think we're quite ready to dive into this.
Let me run back in and ask. So can I try to get back in the casino and see if she's still there?
Yeah.
Is she there?
Hello?
No.
No?
No, she'd be in her office, but like there's some guards at the steps and they'd have to resend a message and everything.
Yeah. Can I ask one of them?
Yeah. You ask one dwarf and he kind of rolls his eyes. Hey, weren't you just up there?
Yes, but there's more information that she needs.
Very well. And he goes and asks and eventually comes in and lets you back up.
And once the office door is closed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to say, I'm so sorry to bother you again. We were making a plan for how to trap fam. And we were wondering if someone who is a vampire is killed, can they be resurrected? And would they be a vampire still? Do you know that?
That would take some very powerful magic.
Oh.
I'm sure there is something that would... some sort of spell or something like that that would allow that to happen, but I've never heard it. I've never seen it done before.
Right. Okay, so sorry to bother you. You won't see me again. Thank you so much. And I'm going to leave. If I'm allowed to leave. Bye. All right, I'm going to run back over to the alley and be like, I don't think it's worth a try. She made it sound like it's like a really fancy spell or something that I don't know if any of us have.
Okay. Well, if you still want to be the bait, I can do something to your skin so it'll have a hard time turning you.
Yeah, let's do that. What you got?
Stone skin. I'm a Stone Cold Stunner.
Yeah, let's do that. So why don't we get to the east side, the northeast side, and then you can, as soon as the sun goes down, you can cast that on me and everybody get into position.
Okay, you'll have 1 hour.
All right.
You should probably take off that outfit and put on mine. He likes dirty looking people.
Well, I've got this brown robe that's really shoddy.
Yeah, and it also looks a lot better than mine.
Well, I'm just saying.
It's all right. I don't really...
I think your clothes would be too big on me. I'd be swimming in them.
I am quite petite. At 7 foot... So let's just do 7'2".
Leave the costuming to me.
That's fair.
All right. So night falls.
All right. I've taken that brown robe and I've like tucked it into some pants so it looks like a really baggy shirt and just black pants. And I've put some schmutz on my face. And I'm basically going to... Can I, like, scout out the alleys here and see which one looks like the worst one to be in?
Yeah, what kind of layout are you looking for? Anything specific?
I'm looking for very secluded, something that has some maybe barrels or boxes or something, or, like, a hiding spot for my friends.
Mm-hmm.
A place that, like, cannot be seen from the main street.
Yeah, you find an alley that kind of has a dead end, and there is a pile of like boxes and garbage that one person could hide behind.
Okay.
But you also will upon roll a investigation check.
That's a 10.
Okay. That's what you see.
All right. What do you guys think?
What'd you see? Sorry, I had to step away.
A dead end alley with like enough boxes and junk that one person could hide behind, and it can't be seen from the street.
That's awfully risque. I think we found our spot.
So Harry would be behind the boxes and Tetsuo on the roof.
I would recommend that.
How tall is the roof? Like, of the nearest building?
About 2 stories.
You gonna do that, Tetsuo?
Well, where's Reeve gonna be?
Sure.
How are you getting up there?
Climbing.
Okay.
Aaron.
Roll an athletics check. Like,
yeah, you have to roll for that.
Athletics.
It's 2 stories.
Yeah, roll athletics. She can totally do it. Yeah, I mean, if it's a close enough alley, she can just like parkour up there, you know.
15.
Okay, you can get up.
Harry, maybe Reeve could hide in here and you could be like a bird and perch up top.
Yes, that sounds like a good idea.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Gonna hide in there.
Well, then where can everyone fit?
No. I'm looking.
I want to be closest to...
To the action?
Yes.
So we need to have Reeve be furthest from the action. Because your drive is to kill the vampire.
No, I don't. As much as I would love to kill this creature, we need him.
Right, you do. Yeah, I guess I'll just be an owl.
Hey, Reeve, make a solemn oath to Harry that you won't kill Fam.
I take out a holy book out of my bag, and I put my hand on it.
What's Reeve? The name of the holy book?
Yeah, because I...
Sorry, hold on. I have...
This?
It's
Curious George.
It's
Brother Ocreus's track for no, do it's, bad it's, boys.
It's the holy book of Ocreus. Okay. And I place my hand on it and I swear to Harry this. I, Reeve, will uphold my honor, and when I say I will not kill Fem the vampire. Only slightly maim.
Can you throw out a zone of truth before we do this?
I don't lie. I'm not gonna waste a zone of truth. I swore.
You have an awful lot of hate.
I swore on the book of Ocreus.
I haven't seen you use that book more than twice.
You have no idea what this
exactly.
Promise means. The weight it carries. It is an unbreakable bond.
Hey guys, okay, the sun's right. Going down.
Is it? I thought it was already down.
It's close to being.
Oh, is it already down?
I don't know. We've been,
All right.
Fine. I will become an owl.
Wait, cast the thing.
Cast the thing.
Cast the thing on me. Weren't you going to cast the thing on me?
Stone skin.
Yeah, I'll touch you on the shoulder and give you stone skin and then become an owl and then perch up on the roof.
What does stone skin do for me?
A lot of fun stuff. But it resists against piercing damage, which I would assume is teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Turns flesh of a willing creature you touch as hard as stone. Until the spell ends, the target has resistance to non-magical bludgeoning, piercing, slashing damage. It's the best I can do.
That's awesome.
It's 1 hour.
Thank you. So once everybody's in place, I'm going to use my actor feet to where I can mimic speech. And I'm going to make it sound like a small, like a young kid who's like looking for their parent.
Oh, side note, if I do lose concentration, like I get hit or something, your skin's going to go back to normal.
Fair enough.
Okay.
All right. So after crying mommy a few times, waiting a bit, all of a sudden you hear kind of coming from the distance, but very quickly approaching, just these like really heavy footsteps, like running. Mm. And then around the corner comes this tall, skinny, pale, what used to be a high elf, really long, like almost like a mullet of blonde hair. Yeah. And but also very given into the vampiric life, where you can just see like the bones sticking out really dramatically, and his teeth like just like super large hanging out of his mouth, and he's just like running straight at you with his like claws out. And
okay, can I cast initiative. Suggestion? Oh man.
He's coming quick.
Should I, we all cast, we're all rolling initiative.
Yeah.
Okay. I rolled a 12.
Oh,
I have 11.
I rolled a 1. So that's bad.
I rolled a 14.
It's going to be a 3 total for me.
Oh, God. That is bad. Well, at least you got the skin, so maybe you could take one hit. I don't know what kind of damage he does. I don't know if it's magical or anything like that.
All right, Harry, you're up first.
Oh. He's looking pretty hungry, isn't he?
Oh, yes.
Like reason won't do anything? I am going to fly, let's say, as quick as I can. I want to get right behind him, like within a couple feet if possible, but I'd have to fly towards him and like come back, I guess.
Okay.
I just want to be really close to him.
Aw.
Yeah, that's all I'm doing.
Okay. Tatsuo.
Oh, well, she's gonna hold her action and let this play out before getting involved.
All right. The vampire comes right at child Bijou.
I mean, I don't look like a child. I was just doing the voice.
Oh, okay.
So I look like myself, but just in poor clothes.
And it's going to. With its like claws swipe at you for
cunning action.
The what?
I'm gonna use a cunning action if he hits me.
Okay. Does a 23 hit?
Yes, it does.
All right. What's your cunning action do?
Wait, no, it's not cunning action. Never mind. I thought I had the thing where I could reduce damage. Oh. But that's not this thing. So never mind. There's nothing I can do.
All right. Well, you take 6 damage, bludgeoning damage.
Is that with the resistance?
It's not piercing. It's bludgeoning.
Yeah, no, I know. It's bludgeoning, it's piercing, slashing. And slashing.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be 3 damage instead of 6?
Yeah.
How long does that last?
1 hour if I'm concentrating the entire time.
Okay.
Which, yeah, if I get hit or something, she's going to switch back.
And okay. Does the 16 hit?
Yes.
All right. It punches you with its other hand as well for
okay.
5 damage, or I guess 3.
Okay. I'm all right.
And with the... Yeah, okay. And it is Reeve's turn.
I'm going to use my reaction.
Okay.
My skirmisher reaction.
There you go.
To move 15 feet away without provoking an opportunity attack. So I'm backing up 15 feet from Fam.
Which way?
Yeah.
Towards?
Not towards the wall.
Okay. Wait, I'm where am I in relation to the wall? Am I like
you are between Bijou and the wall?
Yeah, because you guys are in a dead end, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. and yeah, I'm so hiding. Like on the side. What am I hiding in again? It's
a like pile of rubbish.
Just rubbish. It's not like the actual like cat butt. Okay, I'm gonna burst out of the rubbish. And with my shield drawn, and I'm going to charge at the creature.
Okay.
I'm going to do a divine smite at higher levels. I want to cast it at level 2. Oh, yeah. I rolled a 19. So my double-handed axe, it's going to be plus 8 on the attack. So that's 27, right? Does that hit?
Yes.
Okay. So I want to do the Divine Smite, which is... so I did 8 damage with slashing.
Okay.
And then 25 damage with the... undead buff on it.
Okay.
Don't put me up against undead. I'll kill him. Of course, my shield is down, so my armor class is a little lower.
So, don't kill him.
Is that what you're doing? Anything else?
I got another attack. I'm just going to go straight for another like regular great axe attack. Gonna.
Please don't kill him.
Well, I mean, I can lay hands on him if I kill him.
We don't know that. We don't know that because he doesn't fall unconscious like we do. He just dies.
I'm going to raise my shield up. And stand between him and Bijou.
Okay. Bijou, what are you doing?
I'm going to cast Mantle of Majesty, and I look fabulous. And okay. That allows me to... I'm a glamour bard, okay? Okay. It looks like there's just, like, you know, like a nebula? How it's, like, sort of smoky with stars? Like, that's what I look like. And that allows me to cast Command without expanding a spell slot. So I'm going to tell him, stand down. And he has to make a save against, he has to make a wisdom saving throw against a DC of 17.
He beats it.
Oh, I just saw it says it has no effect if the target is undead. Dang it!
Got him.
All right, well, that was my bonus action. So for my action, let me see if suggestion will work on it. Okay, it doesn't say that undead are immune to this, so I'm going to cast suggestion. And I'm going to say, stand down, I said! And he has to make another wisdom saving throw against the 17.
He beats it.
Dang it. It's not
spoiled
working.
Spoiled again.
I'm going to say I'm out of ideas, guys. That's my turn.
All right, and we are going to end this episode here, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Later.
Shoulder.
Cats.
Radio.
Ah!
.com.